I once heard novelist Diane Thomas speaking about her debut, The Year the Music Changed, and she said she set out to write the quintessential Southern novel, but she was going to leave out Jesus, race issues, and Elvis. Well, the book is about a young religious girl during the civil rights movement who takes up Elvis as a pen pal. So basically, Jesus, race relations, and Elvis are on every page. And Diane says she can't imagine that the book could have turned out any other way. Now, me, I have managed to write 10 Southern novels without Elvis getting in even once, I don't think. But Jesus and race issues, oh, they keep finding their way onto my pages even when they're not invited. Welcome to the South, I might have said even a year ago. Now I just want to say, welcome to America. So last time we talked about how my own cowardice is the thing I fight the most as a writer, and how before I turn a book in, I often have to go back and do a boldness edit. And that certainly happened with Origin Story. And it happened because this book, as it turned out, more than anything, is about race. I would never have said that in the beginning, much like Diane Thomas. In fact, in the beginning, I know exactly what I said, because I went back and I listened to my very first writer to reader here on WABE, and I was talking about where Origin Story came from. William Faulkner's A Rose for Emily, where the town itself is a character, I said, and the Old Testament story of Rachel and Leah. And that's stayed true. You read this book, those are clearly this novel's progenitors. But it's a book about race, and it's a book about the blindness that comes with being white. And that's a hard thing to admit. It's a hard thing to own. I don't think of myself as a racist, but I've had to learn to talk about racism without feeling defensive, with the understanding that I'm going to get some things wrong because I live in a rather lovely bubble. I'm white, I'm middle class, and just the fact that I know I live in a bubble doesn't mean I can see clearly out of it all of the time. I'm trying, though. I'm trying to make my eyes stay open even when I just want to close them and go lie down. I watch those videos of the recent horrifying injustices happening in our country and the violent responses to those injustices, and it makes me want to cry and despair, but I have to watch. I have to stand witness. This is our national conversation right now, and I'm a novelist. It should be our national conversation, and literature needs to be having this conversation, and I want to be part of it. This conversation is taking place all across the entertainment industry. And one thing I've noticed recently is the strength of the default to white. If race isn't mentioned, the character's white. Now, it's normal, I think, to an extent, for every person to default to their own race. For example, when Tom Franklin was writing Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter, that's a phenomenal novel if you haven't read it, by the way, he had one black narrator and one white narrator. If the white narrator meets another white character, he might describe him as a tall, thin man, and the race would go unspoken because they're the same. If the black narrator met that same white character, he would say, a tall, thin white man. And he did the same thing in reverse. He would never say, oh, I met an African-American woman, because that would be his default. Both narrators defined the people they encountered by the ways in which they were different, and I think that's human. It felt very truthful in the novel. I kind of did the same thing when I was writing The Opposite of Everyone. My narrator is mixed race, and she doesn't necessarily identify strongly with one race. So when she sees people for the first time, she always mentions it. A white guy, a black lady, a young Hispanic girl. But if the person is well known to her, she never mentions race. So, for example, I know her office manager is black, but you might not, reading the book, because her race doesn't ping on Paula's radar. It's up to the reader to default her to something. I asked a book club about this recently. There was about 10 people there, mostly white, two black women. All 10 of them described her as a white lady when I asked them to describe this small character. Sometimes, even characters who are obviously of color default to white. Do you remember that controversy with the Hunger Games? If you read the book and were paying attention, it was pretty clear that the character of Rue was a young black girl. She's described as having dark brown skin, and most people from her district are described this way. And yet, when a young African-American actress was cast as Rue in the movie, people were surprised. And that's not good. Some people were angry and actually felt less sad about her death once they knew she was black, and they were so unashamed of this that they said so out loud on Twitter. That's a problem. That's a national problem. But this default to white is strong. I just read a book I loved. It's called Queen Sugar, and here's the one sentence tag that comes from the description on the top of the book. A mother-daughter story of reinvention about an African-American woman who unexpectedly inherits a sugarcane farm in Louisiana. Meanwhile, White Oleander is described as a book about a young woman growing up the hard way, a powerful story of mothers and daughters, their ambiguous alliances, and the search for love and identity. Now, these are at heart both mother-daughter books, but we only define race in the one where the character's non-white. You could make the argument that in Queen Sugar, it really matters because this is an African-American woman who's going to own a plantation, which, yeah, there's a lot of resonance there. But look at The Secret Life of Bees, for example. This is from the early jacket copy. When Lily's fierce-hearted, black, stand-in mother, Rosaline, insults three of the town's most vicious racists, Lily decides they should both escape. Okay, race matters in this book as well, but Lily's race is the default. And Rosaline is identified. Imagine what you would think if this book's description said, when a young white girl named Lily and her stand-in mother, Rosaline. So this is the conversation I did not set out to have with Origin Story. That Origin Story did not set out to have. But it's the one it had to have before I could say, okay, this is the book I needed to write. This year, the National Book Club Conference, an annual literary event featuring African American authors, is happening in Atlanta at the Lowe's Hotel in the last weekend of July, starting Friday the 29th and closing on Sunday. Walter Mosley calls it the best book event I've ever been to. You can expect book club meetings, panel discussions, and social events where readers can meet the authors they love. This year's lineup includes New York Times bestselling writer Nathan McCall and my fellow HarperCollins author, Lola Jay. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.